AT Mobile.
KO4HKX. How was your day?
Good, but at least I'm on my way home.
How your day starts driving up 85?
Still down here at 26. I'm not quite in the construction zone yet, but I'm not looking forward to it. I mean, no delays showing right now, but anything can happen.
One brake pedal push away from an accident.
News for that crash they had last week where that guy died, and a northbound tractor trailer went over the barrier wall into the southbound lanes and pinned this guy in his car, and they couldn't get him out, and he died on the scene. But yeah, it was a mess. So I think that's why they're doing all the rolling closures now instead of when they have work going on, just to reduce the chances of that stuff.
On their part, I know it's a little aggravating, but better to be safe than aggravated than not aggravated and hurt.
He's out there taking up cones or putting out cones or moving those walls or whatever with traffic because, people aren't paying attention and stuff's going to happen.
But other than that, everything going good. Have a good day at work.
A lot done, had a bunch of meetings and stuff, and just headed home now. I'm working at home tomorrow, and hoping to work at home Friday too, so I can at least get a jump on my weekend.
This is your camping weekend, isn't it?
I'm gonna stop by the camping store and see if my new tongue jack is in yet, because I'm gonna need that. Now I was able to lift the camper with just the leveling jacks. It turns out I never could before because they put a really crappy battery on the camper when I bought it. But I replaced it. My brother-in-law is an Interstate dealer, so I got the Hi-Zoot Group 31 mega amp hour mega current batteries, and those leveling jacks will lift it right up. So if I don't have the tongue jack, I can make do. But I'm just hoping that it'll come in before the trip.
Can accomplish when you get the right voltage and amperage they need for something, isn't it?
Happy little Group 24 on it. It was only good for, so many amps, and then, the big Group 31, it can definitely push a lot more current, so it has a lot lower internal resistance, so that definitely helps.
Or a small battery. That's usually only like maybe 500 cold cranking amps.
These leveling jacks want like 60 or 80 amps a piece, so you're talking 160 amps when they're lifting, and a little Group 24 is not really good for that.
I haven't burnt that up.
On the battery collapses, you're not dissipating much power in the jacks anymore, so because they're not doing any work. So, but yeah, with a good battery, they work really well. So I'm not super worried about it. It would just be more convenient if the auto leveling system would work and. Yeah, the tongue jack would just get it up off the truck and everything.
I mean, it's nice to have everything working like it's supposed to.
How are you going?
Really well. Getting ready to pull into my next stop that I really don't care to stop at, so hopefully it goes quick. But other than that, things have gone great.
At least, and it's still hot. I mean, I've got 97 here at exit 77, but... I'm ready for a break from this heat, that's for sure.
It's like 96 over here right now. It's gone down a little bit. It was reading 99 earlier.
I admit, but I'm actually looking forward to some cooler weather this fall.
See how that happens when it's really hot, isn't it?
Cold, but I could use some right now.
Well, Eric, I'm going to have to bail on you. I'm at my next stop, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. You be safe throughout your trip, and good to talk to you.
RJ 73, I'll catch you again on probably Thursday morning. Talk to you later. W2JKT.
KO4HKX, clear.